We are here on the island of Yap, visiting with Sylvester Jaeglig. Sylvester, how long have you been a member of the church?
Since 2010, that's when I got baptized into the church.
Was that here on Yap?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did you get introduced to the gospel?
So, at first, I was start out with my wife. So the sister missionaries, they came and met with my wife. And then after, I was introduced to the gospel with them after a couple of days after meeting my wife.
Mm.
Yeah.
So tell us how the gospel, how you you know, what you went through to accept the gospel, the experiences that you had that brought you to where you are today.
Yeah, so at first it was very challenging, especially when you know, I was a Catholic, so I promised myself that I will never, you know, go to any other church beside you know, the Catholic. So I was very strong in that, you know, I would say promise. And then comes that time when the sisters came to meet with my wife. And then a couple of days after, then I started seeing them. But then that's when I started to ask a lot of questions about, you know, about the restored church. Because I wholly believe the Holy Bible, that's the only true testament of God. So that's how it, so it's kind of challenging to me. I had gone through, you know, some, I would say, days that I've done some investigation. I went online, you know, research into the church, the Mormon, the LDS church, and then I even researched into Catholic, and I think all the churches. I'm just trying to, you know, find the middle ground, yeah, where each of the church started, so that way I can satisfy my how should I say it? I can satisfy my that faith that I had before. So I was asked by the sister missionaries to read the Book of Mormon, and I was at first I was told that the Book of Mormon is another testament of Jesus Christ. And the true church was restored through Prophet Joseph Smith. And those are some of the questions that, you know, kind of throw me off, because I was never heard of these things. So that's why I considered them as, you know, something that, you know, doesn't make me feel good. Because it feels like, you know, I'm going to go against the Bible, as I used to believe. So then, even when I was asked to, you know, to read the Book of Mormon and to pray about it, if what we have talked about, or the restored church is actually, or the first vision is actually happening. But then I still have that, you know, unsatisfactory feeling where, you know, I sometimes look into the Holy Bible, and then, like I said, I go online, I do my research, and then it took me a while to, you know, to investigate into this, that about the truthfulness of the restored gospel. And then I was never come to a conclusion, or I was never given a assurance that the restored church is is true, at least to my investigation. So then I do prayer, I ask God, and then I don't feel like I had the answer from our Heavenly Father. And then we keep continuing meeting with the sister missionaries until I was asked to, you know, to set up my baptismal tape. And then I forgot the tape, but I remember we agreed on a tape. And then 2 days before that date that we set as my baptismal, and then I had to go somewhere for work. And then I informed them that maybe my that date we decided will not work out because of that trip that I will be taking. So then it wasn't happening. And then when I came back from the trip, then we continued studying together with the sisters. We start to form a bond where, you know, we come to know them very well. We, you know, we love each other. Sometimes they bring us something, and then we give them something. And then the second time we also set my baptismal date. I believe it was 3 times that we attempted to set my baptismal date. But even for the second time, it wasn't happening, because there's always something that comes up. And during those times, I was thinking, maybe God is trying to prevent me not to be part of this, because maybe this is not the true church. So then I talked to my wife about it, about my thoughts and feelings about what I have gone through. And I keep continuing doing my investigation, and we pray as a family. I read through the Holy Bible. I even read the Book of Mormon. But then the third time, then it happens. But before that before that day that I was baptized, I was thinking of, you know, to test whether I will feel something during my baptism. Something that I will know that maybe it's from God. But when I went through my baptism, I never felt anything that, you know, kind of unusual or something that will tell me that, maybe this is the true church. So I just go through the process just to, you know, make it happen, because, and I'm thinking to see as you know, as I continue on, if something will reveal to me later on. So then I got baptized, and then I was never felt that assurance that, or yeah, an assurance that maybe this is the true restored church. And sorry, I forgot, but before I was I think it was on like before or around that second time that we set my baptismal day, and I was also, you know, called to go somewhere from this is work related. And yeah, this is the time that it was before when I become member. So I flew on the plane one of the outer island in Yap. And before I went on that trip, I pray, ask Heavenly Father to, you know, to bless my family as I'm gonna leave them behind. And I also ask for my safety as I will be going on that trip. But then I was thinking to bring with me a copy of the Book of Mormon to, you know, to see if God will reveal to me who I'm gonna give it to. So that's more like a test that I will, you know, test if it's the Book of Mormon is really, you know, a word of God.
And this is before you were even a member?
Yes.
Okay.
So I took with me that copy of the Book of Mormon. And then I went and went to that island. So I start my work in the morning because I only spent a day to do my work. So like around noon time, then that's when I finished my work. Then I was, I came back to where I was having my, you know, my stuff or belongings. Then I was also praying, asking Heavenly Father to reveal to me or what I'm gonna do with that Book of Mormon. And to my surprise, that's when one old man, I think he's in his 60s or 70s, he came and he greeted me, and then he was asking about how I'm doing, and then I also, you know, greet him. And then he started asking questions about, hey, do you know anything about this this church? But he didn't mention name of the church. So he was just describing about the church. And then I was laughing because I was thinking, is this or something that, you know, God has have done to show me that this is true. And then we keep talking, and then I hand him the book, and I said, I think this is what you're talking about. When I show him the cover of that book, and then he told me, oh yes, that's the one. Where did you, can I have that copy? And I said, yes, this is yours. But before that, I wrote, even before that trip, I wrote kind of like a message, a message for whoever that will have that book. So I hand him the book and I ask him to read and pray about it, kind of. Same as what the sisters were telling me. And then he was very happy, I can tell, because he's smiling, and I can see from his facial or recognition that he's happy about that, because I think he heard about this from somebody, or I don't know, because he was asking questions about it. So I hand him the book. Then I flew back here, and that's when, you know, I started to think that maybe this is right about what the sisters were talking about. But still, I'm not really convinced that this is the true church. So I need to do more. So, yeah. So that's when. Back to my baptismal, I baptized into the church, and then I think my wife baptized after me, not on the same day, but I think she become member of the church after I was baptized. So, and until now, I'm still I'm still part of it. Still trying to learn more and try to expand my knowledge about God and the things that that the church is teaching.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story.